Great jam. Deep cut, Charlie. Nice work. Welcome back to the huddle. We have Jesse Pierce going to join us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. She is an NHL.com writer for the Wild, hosts the Bar Down Beauties podcast as well. Jesse, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today. Watching the game last night and watching the way it ended as Alex Goligoski scores on a beautiful goal, and the way the team comes out and rallies around him. I'm watching this last night, and the only thing I was watching with my son, and I turned to him and I said, I'm going to tell you right now, in a month, we're going to look back to this game, and it's when it all kind of turned around. Was there a special feeling, something different than just a normal win last night that you felt?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you, how do you not get, you know, to steal a line from Moneyball, how do you not get romantic about hockey when you see something like that? Alex Goligoski, Grand Rapids native. He finally gets in after being a healthy scratch the past six games. Pre-game ceremony to celebrate his 1,000th game, which he had achieved back in October against the Vancouver Canucks. It was already a great night for Alex regardless, but then for him to get that overtime winner, I mean, it brings back those feelings of Nate Prosser scoring on Hockey Day in Elk River and all of those special moments that we have been used to seeing at the XL Energy Center, just hadn't seen yet this year. I mean, so not only do the Wild nab 2 points in dramatic fashion from the Carolina Hurricanes, an easy Stanley Cup favorite, but, they played a really good game. Again, I think we're starting to see that this Minnesota Wild team is not going to be last year's team. It's not the team that's going to get 5-6 goals. It's going to be a team that's going to have to really grind out these close wins. And, you know, it's not as sexy, if you will, but it certainly is an identity that this team is going to have to embrace a little bit more. And I think you saw that last night. Everybody really kind of pulling their weight, pulling together on that rope. And Alex Goligoski, a very emotional game for him, is just the cherry on top.
Jesse, how about the other night with Crosby? Is that guy just got the fountain of youth, or what's the story there?
I know, and Pittsburgh came in just struggling, but I'm like, they still have Sidney Crosby. No matter what he does, they still have Sidney Crosby.
That was really, really, it's great to see somebody at 35 years old be able to, you know, move up and down the ice like that and put up those kind of points in a game. It's just, you know, I know we've seen others in the past, but I just, you know, I marvel at that. The older I get, the more I'm just shocked and amazed at what these guys can do at an advanced age. It's just, it's incredible.
Right. Exactly. I mean, at 35, my back hurts right now. I mean, I can't function properly. It seems I need to drink a whole bunch of water and be in bed by 9 or 10 when I can. But, he is a marvel. He is just a phenomenal, phenomenal player. He's so fun to watch. And he's so humble, too. I actually got to chat with him post-game for NHL.com. And he's a good person on top of everything. So he's worked for every bit that he's earned. You would like to see him not put up 4 points against the Minnesota Wild. But lucky for them, they don't have to face him too often. But, yeah, he is just one incredible player.
Jesse Pierce joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, NHL.com, Bar Down Beauties podcast. Follow her on Twitter as well. Jesse, interestingly enough, this week, Tyson Jost hits waivers, goes to Buffalo. This kid really had an interesting year going from Colorado. They go and win the Stanley Cup. He comes here, and then he kind of falls out of favor pretty quickly. What did you see that kind of caused that? Because I feel like there was a lot of excitement, did pretty well last year late in the season, but all of a sudden he was just gone and put on waivers. So what did you see in, I don't want to call it his demise, but his downfall in Minnesota?
I think it's a great question. Tyson Jost, another player who was just such a personality in the room. I mean, he came in, he fit in seamlessly, a very good person, and a former first overall draft pick, and unfortunately just didn't pan out. I think this year he had that big opportunity with Jordan Greenway being injured, with Ryan Hartman being injured, right? All of a sudden there's an opening in, you know, within the top six forwards, and they tried, and unfortunately Tyson Jost just never found his groove. He had a phenomenal preseason. I think he put up 7 points through his couple preseason games, so I think the expectations were very high for him to be able to do this. You know, hey, you're getting the opportunity that you've always wanted. Because even in Colorado, he was not a top six forward. He was a bottom six forward, never really had the ice time. So he was finally kind of gifted that opportunity, unfortunately, just wasn't able to get it going, get it clicked. No surprise at all that he was claimed off of waivers because he's still a young guy with potential, but it's just untapped thus far. And I'm not really sure what the answer is for him. I mean, all the best to him in Buffalo. I'm sure he'll be utilized in the same way. But yeah, it's odd to watch, and it's unfortunate to watch because there is, you can tell that there's something else there. He just hasn't been able to find it yet in the NHL.
Jesse, as they come off of a game against Carolina where they win in overtime and now they've got five more games at home, is that going to be a huge advantage? And do you think it's the kind of thing where, you know, we were just listening, Dave was talking about maybe this is a turning point. If this is a turning point, how many of the games do we have to win, would you say, over these next five that are home games?
I mean, let's go all of them, right? Why not? Let's take 2 points and have one. Especially while I'm there covering. I would like to see victory after victory. It's an easier story. No, you know, it's been interesting. I think Dave is absolutely right in saying that it probably is a turning point. And like I mentioned earlier, it's that new identity. It's a different identity from last year's offensively potent team. You know, and I think it was good to get that win at home. Home has not been as kind to them as it has in the past, which was also something that I've noticed is just kind of a concern. Like, it's great that they're picking up those road wins, but home, the XL Energy Center used to be a place that opponents feared, and this year has been anything, but the wins have been far and few between. I believe now they've won three at home, including last night. So I think absolutely picking up these points, especially because you have other teams that have started to find their groove. You know, St. Louis had kind of fallen off the map, but now they're on a winning streak, and you've got teams in the Central Division that are starting to grab those points. Colorado Avalanche also, who are off to a little bit slower of a start than might have been expected. So, I mean, it'll be kind of, I don't want to say imperative, but you're getting to that stretch of the season where it is very important to get 2 points, especially while you can do it in your home state with the crowd going and rolling for you. And just to build back that confidence, you know, losing three games in a row is not exactly a great feeling. You could feel kind of the tension in the locker room throughout that skid. But I think just getting that win, building that confidence and that belief back in themselves is going to be crucial. So, yeah, put me down for five victories here in the coming week.
You put me down for that, too. Jesse Pierce, thanks so much. Enjoy the week. Couple nice home games coming up, and have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jesse.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Yep, bye-bye.
All right. Wild up next this week. Got a couple of games around the Thanksgiving Day holiday on Wednesday and on Friday. Coming up next, we are going to put a wrap on the show, not before we talk a little more about Thanksgiving. I'm going to ask a question of everybody here, so everybody do your homework and be ready. At your Thanksgiving table this year, you have the opportunity to have three Minnesota sports guests, past or present, alive or dead, to join you at dinner. I want to know who you'd pick and why. I have my list. I'm ready to hear yours. We'll talk about that next on The Huddle on A3OWCCO.